Chapter 3. After Dinner at Jekyll's. When I next went to Jekyll's, it was on a rather more pleasant outing. He'd invited half a dozen of his old cronies to dinner, and a splendid time was had by all. At the end of the evening, I contrived to remain behind after the others had departed. Jekyll sat at the opposite side of the fire, a large, well-made, smooth-faced man of 50, with something of a slyish look, but every mark of kindness. "I've been wanting to speak to you, Jekyll," I began. "You know that will of yours?" "My poor Utterson, you are unfortunate in such a client. I never saw a man so distressed as you were by my will." "You know I never approved of it." "Yes, certainly, I know that," said the doctor, a trifle sharply. "You've told me so." "Well, I tell you again so," I said. "I approve even less now that I've learnt something of young Hyde." The large, handsome face of Henry Jekyll grew pale at the very lips, and the blackness came into his eyes. "I do not care to hear more," he said. "But what I heard was abominable. You do not understand my position, Utterson. It's a very strange one, and it cannot be mended by talking about it." "But, Jekyll, you know me. I'm a man to be trusted. Make a clean breast of this in confidence. I'm in no doubt I can get you out of whatever trouble you are in." "My dear Utterson," replied Jekyll, "this is very good of you, and I cannot find words to thank you. I trust you more than any man alive, but it isn't what you fancy. To put your good heart at rest, I'll tell you one thing. The moment I choose, I can be rid of Mr. Hyde. You have my word on that. I will add just one more thing, and I'm sure you will take it in good part. This is a private matter, and I beg of you to let it sleep." I reflected a little, looking in the fire. "I have no doubt you are perfectly right," I said at last, getting to my feet. The doctor continued, "But since we've touched upon the business, and for the last time, I hope, there is one point I should like you to understand. I have a very great interest in poor Hyde. I know you've seen him, he told me so, and I fear he was rude. If I'm taken away suddenly, I want you to promise me that you'll get his rights for him. I think you would if you knew it all." "I can't pretend that I shall ever like him," I muttered as we walked to the door. "I don't ask that," pleaded Jekyll, laying his hand upon my arm. "I only ask for justice. I only ask you to help him for my sake when I'm no longer here." I heaved a great sigh. "I promise."